So I'm sitting here waiting on my cup of Irish breakfast tea to cool down because I have the mouth of a toddler and I don't want to burn my little tongue before I'm able to actually eat meals the rest of the day. But as this is cooling down, I wanted to talk to you about a question I got the other day where somebody asked me, what is the best workout for me? Now, they weren't talking about for me, Coach Zoe specifically, but for them, like what is the best workout for them? And I thought to myself, well, buddy, I don't know you. And it wasn't anything offensive. It's just more, I can't automatically give you the best workout for you if I don't know a couple things about you. So I'm going to go over that question today about what the best workout is for you and talk about the three questions that you could ask yourself in order to figure out the most time efficient yet effective workout that will serve you best. So focus in and let's get into it. Jombo, my friend, it's Coach Zoe, and I am on the podcast, What the Foss, where I go over different questions about training, both for your mentality and your physicality. And today I'm talking about the question, what is the best workout for you? And in order to answer that, I need to go over three or so questions that you can ask yourself, and that way it'll kind of help you actually figure out what the best workout is for you. So the first question I want to ask, and that you should also ask yourself while listening to this, is what is your goal? What do you want to get out of this entire thing, you know? It's something that I think people don't really ask themselves. Sometimes they just throw themselves into workouts because they heard about it from some men's health article, or they happen to just see somebody else doing that workout in the gym, and they're like, eh, I'll try that. And not to say that's totally wrong, but you need to have some type of goal in mind to see where you can actually use fitness to get where you want to go. And when I ask what's your goal, you can say it in a general kind of broad sense, and it could be something where you're like, oh, I want to use fitness to be better at rock climbing, or I want to hike and not feel like I'm dying inside. And when you think about this and you think about actually like training for your fitness, I think you should try to break it down into a specific training stimulus. So, what do I mean by that? Well, the way that I would break it down for somebody is, let's say that you wanted to be a rock climber, right? You wanted to do mountain climbing or rock climbing, that type of thing. Well, to do that, you're gonna need a lot of strength, just more like body weight strength, if you will. You're gonna need some good mobility and flexibility as well, which are two different things I've talked about on the podcast, but I'll probably talk about again. And these are some of the specific things that you kind of need to work on, and there are different types of like training stimuli. And you need the strength to be able to hold on to the rocks and be able to hold your form, especially core strength. You need some of the mobility to reach up to higher handholds and be able to manipulate your body the way that you want it to. And you also need that balance in order to make sure that everything is equal on each side and you don't have a weak hand or a weak leg or something that is thrown off muscularly. So what would it be for you? Is it strength? Is it endurance? Is it balance? Is it flexibility? Is it speed even? Do you just want to get faster for some reason? I encourage you to think about your activity in those ways when you think about trying to work out for your activity or for your lifestyle, whatever that may be. The second place I would go with this is I would ask myself, okay, which is the most time efficient? So which is the most kind of, well, not fully efficient time-wise, but also efficient in the way of I'm going to get the most out of this with the time that I put into this workout. So I would think of this in the sense of you want to try to keep your workouts in a total body mindset. Now, you'll hear it's very common when you go into workouts. I was talking about this with a client the other day where every single workout is like, oh, this is leg day, you know, or this is arm day, and specific like areas of your body that you focus on. And that's great if you're a bodybuilder. And if bodybuilding's your goal, cool. It might be worthwhile to break it down that way. But for everybody else who you're trying to work towards a specific activity, or you just want to feel better overall, total body training is going to be the way to focus it in on. And that means that during a workout, you're hitting a little bit of everything. Now you can separate that into kind of pushing movements and pulling movements, as far as it goes for both your lower body and upper body, but focusing on a total body lift is going to work more muscles in that same amount of time and thereby being more time efficient. Now, you can also play around with this on the intensity or volume of what you're doing. So here's my example for if you should have a greater intensity or a greater volume. If you are a ultra runner, right? Ultra endurance runner, your training, right? If you're doing miles and miles and you can go on trails, you do like 90 mile races. And if you do those, your volume is going to be super high while your intensity is a bit lower. And I'm not saying it's not intense at all, but if you're going at these like 80, 90 miles, you're not gonna be running 5 minute miles for all those 80, 90 miles on trails. You're gonna be running 11, 12, 15 minute miles in order to complete all those miles or that high volume. But then there's the other side of it, right? Where your volume might be a bit lower, but your intensity might be a bit higher. And if you're doing shorter distance stuff, your intensity is going to be hitting a lot harder every single time that you're going through to do some of your sprint reps. You might feel like, yes, you have a lot of volume, but compared to that ultra runner, you don't have as much volume. So think about the activity that you want to do. If it has a lot of volume and you're doing that activity for a long period of time, or if it has a greater intensity, that in the moment, in the short periods of time, if it's more intense. The final bit that I'd want to get into for yourself is to think about the question, which is best for you? Now, I know that sounds like the overall question of the best workout, but if you're thinking about which workout is kind of the best for you, the answer that I would give is, for most of the time, it's going to be a couple things. A, it's going to be the consistent one. And the consistent one basically means that it's going to be something that with some capacity, whether it's the goal that you've set or whether it's the activity itself, it's an activity that you enjoy, right? I know not everybody enjoys the gym or working out in the gym the same way that I might enjoy working out in the gym or many other coaches. But if your activity is doing mountain biking or surfing or tennis, whatever, circus juggling, right? Whatever your activity is that takes a little bit of focus, a little bit of strength or balance or mobility or endurance or speed, you need to make sure that it's an activity that you're actually going to enjoy, something you're wanting to do each time, and you kind of miss it when you're gone from it. Now, it takes some experimentation to try to figure out which activity that is, and you need to go out and try those. I highly encourage you to just try an activity. Even if you thought about it a little bit, just give it a shot. That way you'll know if you actually love it or you actually enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, the way that fitness kind of fits into that activity is figuring out that if you love this activity so much or you find joy in this activity, even if that's being a parent and you just want to be active for your kids, or if you're just wanting to feel good when you go on hikes or just kind of be ready for whatever activity life throws your way, you need the training to support that activity so you can do that activity for as long as possible, right? Because if it brings you joy, why not try to do it as pain-free, as efficient as possible for as long as you can? And that's where the fitness side of it comes into play. If you think about fitness in that line, then it can make fitness kind of more enjoyable because you're doing it for this goal of something that you actually love and that you actually like doing that said activity. So to break that down, if you're trying to think about which activity is best for you, I think you should think about it in which training stimulus is best for you. I think you should think about it in which one is kind of most efficient and the type of workout that's most efficient, whether it's more of a high intensity interval training or it's more balance focused and specific for longer type of endurance. Longer type of endurance. Or just trying to figure out if you know the activity that you love, figuring out the exercises that can support that said activity. Now, if you're not sure about what exercises can support that activity, please feel free to message me and I would be happy to answer whatever question you might have about that. And if you're thinking about training that way, feel free to reach out to me. It's what my business FOSS movement tends to do for people, is tries to get them to do their activity that they love for as long as possible and be as efficient at it as they possibly can. Thank you guys for listening. I greatly appreciate your time. If you have any questions, again, reach out to me. Otherwise, take chances, make mistakes, and think about what workout is best for you. It can really serve you in the long run. Talk to you soon. Still too hot. I'm a child. Okay.